Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I help Gearhart Law with their marketing, and I run a podcast and content creation studio and provide podcast consulting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
Derek Johnson, fitwithderek.com. Now, we've all
been doing push-ups in the studio.
He's
like, I'm just ready to go.
Derek's a trainer, and Derek is in like the best shape of anybody's life. I don't care who it is, right? So, Derek, tell us your story.
A little bit about my story. Who you see now is not who I was. My father's African-American. He's from Mississippi. He's a farm boy. So the work ethic came from my dad's side. My mother's German, and if you know German mothers, they're in your face. So our household was ran like a business. There was no hugging. There was no I love you. Not to be sad or morbid, but it just ran like a business, ran like a sports team. And so I grew up the mixed kid. I was skinny. I was insecure. I was bullied. I had a big gap. I had a stuttering issue. I was just the epitome of, oh, he's a little pretty boy. Let's all beat him up. And so my parents had their own traumas. So alcoholism ran on both sides. So they just repeated the generational curses. So I was a quiet kid getting beat up, abused at home by family, and then also in school. And so my step one into personal development was changing my physicality, where I said enough is enough, not just to fight the bully, even though, I mean, that did happen, embarrassing. But at that time period was...
Well, there's another one over here.
I'm a business bully. I don't want to fight that man.
And so that kid, I said, you know what? I don't have control of my reactions to family or people. I need to be more confident within myself. So it started as fitness to elevate the physique, but more so to know that whatever I set my mind to, I will achieve and I will outwork anybody. So having that ability to say, you know what? I feel like there's a gift here. So my job now is to help people identify their gift outside of fitness, but in terms of what is on the other side of your trauma. When you sit down on your bed at night or your couch, you stare at the wall or the ceiling every single day and night. What is that thing that's pulling you that you keep saying next week? January 1st, I'm going to do it then. So we unpack that and say, all right, why did you push it away? Okay, abusive relationship, you got bullied as well, emotional eating. There's some hidden layer going into the closet, into the attic, pulling that stuff out. What is that? So we get to the root, and that is why my clients get amazing results. It's not the workouts. It's not the coaching calls. We just get to the root that they usually want to suppress. She has the body, but why does she have two divorces? He has the house and the family, but why is he constantly drinking and doing drugs? What is that real reason? So that's my favorite part. So to connect it, the insecure kid became the man that got into the army to face his fear of heights, speaking and so forth. And then I overcame that. And I just fell in love with helping people reconnect with themselves. So I don't necessarily change people. I just get them reconnected to who was always there before the trauma, before the business failure, before the rejection, before the embarrassment. Because that's usually when people drift and say, you know what? God didn't have it in his plans for me. And I think that's the most weakest cop-out line somebody could say. I say, no, you gave up. You quit. You were that close at the tipping point. So,
Derek, how did you overcome the trauma that came from being bullied? What was it that happened?
Great question. So I realized that I was running on empty. I had no faith. So up until like the age of 13, I considered myself personally an atheist. I just was that kid that was angry. Why do bad things happen to good people? If these people didn't do this to my mother, she wouldn't be beating me. Why did my dad experience that? He acts out that way towards me because other things happen and they're great people. And I was just angry. And I was like, why did this happen to my friend? Why did this happen to my oma, my grandma in Germany? So I was just confused. So number one would be my faith, because I realized as a child and teen, I was running off of anger. I was always a positive outwardly, but internally I was like broken and lost. And everybody's inner child wants two things. We want to be heard and understood. And I never felt heard and understood in my upbringing, so I wanted to make other people feel that way. So number one would be faith. Number two would be the mindset. What information are you putting into your mind? Like, what are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you reading? Because that's going to affect the seeds that are planted. Like, I don't watch the media at all. When my friends ask me, hey, did you see this? Like, I flew here from Florida. They're like, you sure you want to fly? It's like, I had no issues. Like, I don't watch the media at all. And so the three things would be one, faith. Two, mindset, being aware of what I'm putting into the mind. And then third is, what am I consuming? Is it fueling my body? Is it energizing me? Or is it just masking an aggression or some other emotion to escape reality or to push it to the side? So faith, mindset, and then also fitness with what we consume.
Well, I have to agree, and I'll go to Dave. Yeah. I've always said, because I struggle with my weight, but it's not physical. It's mental.
Exactly.
It's always mental. The brain is in control. So if you can get through your traumas and figure that out, Dave.
So when you look at the big overarching thing that you do that separates you from other trainers, what is it? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the mindset? What is the thing that makes people say, you know what? I got to get fit with Derek.
That's a great question. I appreciate that. We get to the core of why they gained the weight or were bulimic or why they struggle in some area. We get to the root. So all people get to the root. So I like to say therapy works. It's very effective. Mm-hmm. But there's only so many times that we can talk about the past. Mm-hmm. So my intent, we talk about it maybe the first two sessions, but then we focus on the outcome. So I pride myself on, I love when people come to me and they're like, I've had a therapist for 3 years. My motivation side says, well, what the hell did you have them for? Because you should be over this by now. Mm-hmm. So I come in and say, hey, I'm glad you had one, but let's unpack it and overcome this. So getting to the root to help them naturally, holistically overcome that, mm-hmm. so they don't go backwards in terms of that's not their identity anymore. They've mm-hmm. been holding on to, I'm just a man that struggles with dating. I'm just the woman who did this. I'm just whatever preconceived notion or label somebody else placed upon them.
Do you have a success story without naming names that you can tell us about?
Yes, for sure. So I have one of my clients. She had a severe crippling social anxiety mm-hmm. where she always had to be on the phone in public. And it was just to not make eye contact with people. Mm. But the underlying issue was physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual abuse in the past. And that was like a coping mechanism in the protective space of, when I'm shopping at Target, I need to be on the phone or act like I'm talking to somebody because I don't like looking at strangers. Mm. And so it was affecting her sales and leadership. She would crush it on numbers, was a great person. But the small things, going to Target by herself, to Publix, would affect her. And the more that would affect her, it would affect her for the entire week of every leadership conference or sales call. And I said, we got to get to the root of that. And so once we were able to unpack that and get her that confidence, what was the missing piece? She didn't feel heard or understood. So I said, we need to fill your own cup first, because we are all our own source of happiness. The kids can add to it. My beautiful girlfriend, she can add to it. Our pit bull can add to it. Traveling, I came here from Florida. That stuff is a great experience. It adds to it. But identifying where was the disconnect when you stop being happy and pouring into your own cup. So we focus on that. So just proud that an individual can overcome those things, so then it doesn't spill and they don't just neglect it. And just look forward to after work having the drink to take the edge off, or anything else to take the edge off.
Well, we're here with Derek Johnson. Where can people find you, Derek?
They can find me at fitwithderek.com. Oh.
So I wanted to ask you a question. How do you manage the coaching piece or the counseling piece with the fitness piece? We've talked a lot about the counseling that you do, but then how does that match with the workout routines?
Great question. So the first thing I'll do is we lower your cortisol level, mm-hmm. your stress hormones. So a lot of people are go-getters or hustlers and all this, but they're still bloated or they're still angry. I'm like, you got a six-pack, but you can't keep a relationship to save your life. Or you got the money, but you can't do this. Why is that? So we get to the root pretty quick,
yeah.
and then their body changes. They're like, dude, I lost 10 pounds in a week and a half, and I didn't even do a crazy diet. I'm like, yeah, you had to unpack a lot. I was like, you were chasing the attention, the validation. So we lower cortisol first naturally, the stress hormone, and then your body can finally operate. Digestion is better. And the second thing I focus on is teaching people that your gut is your second brain. So what you eat affects your mental health, and how you think affects your gut. And so most people, they're disconnected because I want to take the edge off, so I'm going to eat or drink this. Okay, now your gut feels it. Tomorrow, you have depression, anxiety. And then they label themselves, I just have anxiety. I have ADD. I have PTSD. I have all this stuff. And I just pause and say, do you? Or are you just constantly consuming things that are making you feel that way? Because your body does that before the mind does it. Like, they're always tense or scared or whatever the body language is. So we get to the root. So I focus on 80%. Mental, 20% physical. I have insane body transformations of clients, but it's because they got free. They're not just looking for the validation to make somebody jealous.
So do you come up then with workout routines that are very specific to the person that you're working with? I would think that's part of the coaching.
Yes, 100%. So some of my clients, they have social anxiety at first to go into the gym, but I know eventually they'll want to get into it. Some, they love to be outdoors. So I'm here to meet people where they're at and make it personalized for them. And I have some, they love training at home. I'd lose my mind trying to train at home. We did that during quarantine. There's enough of that. So in general, I meet you where you're at and say, okay, let's focus on 3 days a week. Let's go hiking one day, at home workout. Then eventually, if you feel confident, we'll get into the gym. So to answer your question 100%, it's just personalized.
So you have a new book?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my new book is called Mission Ready, Prepare Your Mind and Body for the Battlefield of Life. It is a self-help book. So if you've ever dealt with trauma, faith, struggling with past things, it dives deep. And at the end of every chapter, I have writing prompts. So essentially, some would consider that shadow work. But they take themselves on a journey to do therapy on themselves. So the whole intent is to get you mission ready and basically let's unpack things on your own time and get your power back. Because we've given up our power to too many things, too many people, too many mistakes or failures.
I tell people all the time, the one thing that I think is really, really horrible is that we don't talk enough about food addiction. Because, and again, respect to anybody who's dealing with any type of addiction, but Derek, you know as well as I do that it's different than alcohol. It is different than drugs because when you're addicted to the one of two things you need to survive, how do you get somebody to understand moderation? How do you get somebody to understand nutrition? How do you get somebody to understand putting the emotion out of sustenance and maintaining themselves?
Great question. I focus on not looking at food as good or bad. Because in their mind, they first compartmentalize, oh, my coach is going to make me take a picture of my fridge. Then I got to go in my pantry, and they're already overwhelmed. I'm like, no, let's just start with this. What are you missing first? So we focus on hydration and minerals first. Because most physical and mental health issues start from severe dehydration and mineral deficiency. So most people are running on the constant roller coaster of the triple threat of caffeine high, drop, sugar high, drop. And then you crave the carbs and you drop again. You're like, now I need another coffee. So all day long.
He's not talking to Richard.
This has been a two-cup show for me.
So food is not good or bad. We just have to eat in moderation. But also, let's get you hydrated and minerals first to give them the win of, I actually feel refreshed. My skin's looking better. I'm not having those cravings, whatever those things are for that person. So first, it's not good or bad, hydration and minerals. And then getting away from the triple entendre of sugar high, crash, caffeine, or carbs, and then realizing like you're running off of those three, but you don't have enough water, minerals, or protein. So we focus with the basics first.
Sometimes it's easy to forget that the mind and body are intertwined to such a large degree. You know, one of the things that I've been working on lately is trying to get more sleep. I do pretty good with the exercise, not as well with the diet as I'd like to, but getting enough rest and waking up feeling reasonably good in the morning makes a huge difference in my life. And I find that the exercise makes me sleep better, right? Yeah. So it's all interrelated. And, you know, it's great that you're bringing us to people and helping them with the mental part, which I think is obviously the most difficult, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what kind of minerals are people normally low on?
The main thing they're low on are the trace minerals. So potassium, magnesium, also fiber, iron. So a simple tip that I give people is every morning in your first cup or glass of water, I recommend having spring water. The number one thing I recommend is 1 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt in your first glass of water. Just stir it up. For some, that's too salty. And I make them pause. I'm like, used to take shots of alcohol to the face. Like, you can take salt water. You'll be fine. So adding that, mixing it, starting their day with the minerals first. If you do that daily consistently, it costs you between $7-$10 for a big bag. You're going to feel more stable, your blood sugar. You're also going to feel a better pump when you're actually lifting weights because of blood flow. Besides that, if somebody does have diabetes, they'll notice that their blood sugar doesn't spike or drop as much. But front loading their morning with more hydration and more minerals first and just testing that out to have their own experience.
Yeah, I usually do my workouts like at 6 a.m. and probably having that salt would probably help on a lot of levels, right? So I love that idea.
100%.
Yeah. We're here with Derek Johnson.
How do people find you again?
People can find me at fitwithderek.com or they can search Derek Johnson on social media. The kind of content is just in your face to make you think. We get right to it. And they're like, oh, he's talking to me. So there's no fluff, but I'm here to empower people. So fitwithderek.com if they're interested in help to get into the next level and getting unstuck.
Okay, definitely look that up.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Thank you.